This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
As we said earlier, the financial markets here are closed today. Traders are home and high-speed trading supercomputers are presumably humming a little more quietly. But when the U.S. markets are closed, what does that mean for the ones in the rest of the world and vice versa? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has our story.
When one of the world's major stock markets is closed, it's kind of like one of those days when half the office is out.
Often holiday markets are less vibrant than days when major market centers are not closed.
That's Andy Brooks, a vice president at T. Rowe Price. Markets aren't just less vibrant, they're measurably less volatile. The reason is that trading isn't just buying and selling shares, it's about information. Craig Pirong teaches finance at the University of Houston.
The trading process itself generates information about the value of stocks.
People buy and sell based on all kinds of info, public or private, local or global, and they learn a lot by watching how other people trade. When that's not happening in one place, it can affect trading in other places.
And so to the extent that there's less information being, you know, sort of generated by the trading process in the U.S., that means that there's less information in these other markets.
Of course, the next day, when a market opens, everyone has to catch up on what news there was. John Elder teaches finance at Colorado State.
When the markets open, they have to incorporate all that information into stock prices very quickly.
So the day after a holiday, prices tend to be more volatile. Elder says you can see this even on Mondays after a weekend. Heather Brilliant is head of equity and corporate research for Morningstar. She says once in a while, weird things can happen when one market's closed.
Let's say a company reported earnings today in Europe and investors didn't like the earnings and many people wanted to get out.
But Americans might feel totally differently. There might be enough of them to buy that stock or moderate a negative trend. But the U.S. market's closed.
Therefore, the price could go down more than it would otherwise.
So all in all, when one market is out of the game, the others are duller and sometimes a little bit weirder. Again, T. Rowe Price's Andy Brooks.
Investors ought to be wary to take any market moves that are made during holiday markets as having incredible significance.
Because pretty soon, things usually get back to normal. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.